Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're midweek in our week series out of the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This week is focused on serving with a guarded heart. And today's specific aspect is about serving with a heart that's guarded by a steadfast spirit. There's something special about being calm in the midst of whatever comes. We see it in the life of Jesus, who could live with a steadfast spirit, where it seemed that nothing would move him. He consistently kept on task, knowing his purpose from his Father. When we serve, it's very easy, at least in my experience, to get sidetracked. To have the highs and lows of life disrupt our commitment to doing what God wants us to do. It's kind of almost like the element out of the parable of the sower who would sow seed and the distractions of the world. He would receive the seed gladly, but the distractions of the world would keep him from that seed from growing, that it would choke out the growth that had begun. And I suspect that all of us have had those experiences where something prompted us to be involved in some type of activity, specifically an activity of serving others. And we jumped in with both feet. We were excited. But it wasn't long before our enthusiasm began to wane. Our spirit was not steadfast in its resolution about doing what we had jumped into doing. Now, there's a couple different reasons that that could take place. One is we jumped into doing something that God was not called us to do, had not prepared us to do. It just looked and sounded exciting. It sounded like a good thing to us. And we were being redirected out of it by God because it wasn't what He wanted us to do. But oftentimes it has more to do with the thrill, the lack of thrill, the steadfast spirit being gone from us. And when we serve with a heart guarded by a steadfast spirit, we allow God to keep us on task. We allow His Spirit to filter the things that we experience. Many people get, especially I believe in today's era of fast food mentality and everything, our spirit begins to fade and our enthusiasm begins to fade when results are not as immediate as we expected. I'll serve, but they better change. Things better improve. Things need to be different by the end of the week or I'm out of here. And we may not say those words out loud, but many times the lack of that steadfast spirit creates a timetable in our mind for how long we're willing to serve. James writes about the person who has doubt and becomes like a ship being tossed to and fro in the waves, having no rudder, no guidance system. It just aimlessly drifts and is thrown about with no rhyme or reason. And I believe serving without a steadfast spirit causes us to be tossed to and fro, from one thing to the next, never quite sure where we belong or how we fit in or why we're even serving in the first place. The psalmist writes and asks God to create within him a clean heart and to renew a steadfast spirit within him. You see, when we guard our hearts with that steadfast spirit, we're able to keep it clean. The steadfast spirit is a spirit that comes by allowing God's spirit to dwell within us. It's a spirit that clings to the Word of God as its source, as its guidance, as the direction, compass of how we ought to go and how we ought to live. Serving with a heart guarded by a steadfast spirit helps us to overcome the disappointments. And it also helps us to remain humble in the midst of the successes. You see, both of those elements are dangers in serving. We can become so disillusioned, so disappointed that we give up. Or we can become so effective that pride creeps in and takes over, and before long the service that we were called to do, that God had equipped us to do, that we had become good at, is no longer effective, and we're not sure why. And sometimes it's because it's really become all about us. And our heart wasn't guarded with that steadfast spirit. As we live life, as we serve people, we discover that we are indeed serving God. And I'm not talking about a flat, monotone life. I'm talking about maintaining a steadfast spirit throughout the ups and downs of life. I'm not sure I've met anyone that has not had their share, and sometimes it feels like more than their share, of both the ups and the downs. It's not that we level those out, at least not that I've ever seen. But the steadfast spirit keeps us moving forward in the midst of life's ups and downs. It keeps us serving effectively in the midst of the ups and downs of service. When we serve people as God has called us to serve people, when we become the encouragers, the comforters, the helpers, the hands and feet of Jesus in feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and visiting the sick, if our continued diligence in doing the things that God has called us to do depends on how people treat us, there will be days that we give up. If Jesus' commitment to serving mankind as he was called to do by his Father depended on how he was treated, wow. He would have stopped very, very, very early into his entire process here on earth. Scripture talks about him being despised and rejected, unwanted by those that God had sent him to. And yet it was that steadfast spirit within him that kept him on track, kept him focused on what the real purpose of his life was. As the time came for his final journey into Jerusalem, knowing that he would be arrested, he would be crucified, he would be buried, but also knowing that he would be resurrected, the Bible says he set his face like flint toward Jerusalem. It was that steadfast spirit that nothing would move him, that this was going to happen, that nothing would dissuade him. Neither the shouts of Hosanna, the praises on what we call Palm Sunday, nor the great sorrow in the garden would sway him away from the work that God had prepared and called him to do. And that's living with a heart guarded by a steadfast spirit. As you pray today, I would encourage you to consider not how steadfast your life is. That's another element to look at. But consider how steadfast your spirit is throughout the ups and downs of life. Ask God to help you to see how much the circumstances of life dictate what you do and how much the steadfast spirit within you dictates what you do. God's desire is that our life of service to Him would serve people with a heart guarded by that steadfast spirit that keeps us at it for as long as He calls us to, for as long as He has us in that position, that setting, until He says there's something else to do, until He says it's time to change direction, it's time to follow me here. You look at the life of Jesus, and there were times where He would heal people and He would minister to their needs. He would become so popular and He would just up and say, it's time to move on. And so a steadfast spirit isn't always about simply staying at the same place, doing the same thing forever. It's about a steadfast spirit that is steadfastly following the will of God, the direction of God. Not giving up based on your desire, but moving on when God says move, and staying when God says stay. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us has no boundaries. When we feel that we deserve Your love is great. When we feel that we don't deserve Your love is great. You love us as Your children. You've called us to Yourself as Your own. You created us and You bought us with the blood of Jesus. And Father, as we comprehend even just a glimpse of how incredible Your love is, may You, just as the psalmist asked, may You create in us a clean heart and renew in us a steadfast spirit. Father, as we serve, may we guard our hearts with that steadfast spirit so that we would not be tossed to and fro on every wind of this world, by every emotion that enters our being. May we spend the time listening to you and studying and meditating upon your word, allowing your spirit to be that steadfast spirit in our life that gives us direction and purpose. And Father, may the changes that we do in who we serve and how we serve and what we do be based on your direction, not on our whims, not on how we feel at the moment, not on what our heart tells us, but on what you tell us. And Father, for those today that are weary, that are living in one of those valleys, in the ups and downs of life, of emotions, of feelings, of success or lack thereof, I pray that you would give them a steadfast spirit that longs to remain calm and stable, following your direction and will for their life. Father, for those that are on the peaks of that emotion, the peaks of the effectiveness of how they serve, I pray also for them that they would serve with a steadfast spirit that recognizes your work through them and in them. That their heart would be guarded with that steadfast spirit that desires to be obedient to you and all things, in what they do and how they do it and where they do it. Father, as we have opportunity to serve, may we pay attention to where you would have us to be. That we would not be those that are thrown about by every wind of doctrine, by every wind of feelings, by every wind of emotions. But that steadfast spirit that you've put within us would guard our hearts. It would guard it from pride. It would guard it from giving up. It would guard it from being crushed by the deceitfulness of this world. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would help them to know a life lived by faith, to know the value of a heart guarded by a steadfast spirit. Father, that as they live life, that it would not be a life driven by emotions, and not be a life driven by pride, not be a life driven by the accusations of the enemy, but a life guarded by a steadfast spirit that knows of your love, that sees purpose and value in the life that you've given. Father, for every one of us, may that steadfast spirit guard our hearts when the enemy accuses us, when the fiery darts and arrows of the enemy take aim directly at our heart and desires to destroy and crush. To pierce our heart. May that steadfast spirit that we choose to live by remind us of whose we are and how much you love us. Remind us of the work that you continue to do. Father, today may our heart be guarded by this steadfast spirit that keeps us on track, that keeps us in place when you call us to stay firm and sets our feet to movement when you call us to go. And Father, as we serve with this guarded heart, may we be mindful that it's for your glory, It's for your purpose. It's for the benefit of your kingdom. That it's so that we would be faithful in lifting up Jesus in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.